Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. Coming to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas, Bo Bernhardt, who's Vice President of Economic Development for UNLV, here for the whole show of an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Modern boutique Ahern Hotel and Event Center sits at the heart of the Las Vegas Strip. Two floors of meeting and event space are ideal for groups and conventions. Stay in one of 200 luxurious rooms and suites. Brand your event throughout the property. Flexible event spaces make for easy planning and personalization. Take over the entire hotel with a full buyout option.
Snorkel personnel lifts are engineered beyond the industry norm to an uncommon level of safety and durability, and with an eye towards sustainability. They're also designed to be simple to operate and maintain. Snorkel, always at the cutting edge of progress.
Story County is leading Nevada. Home of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, Google, Tesla, Panasonic, and other world-leading companies. Story County provides thousands of tech, advanced manufacturing, and logistics careers for Nevadans. We're diversifying and driving Nevada's economy and generating millions in tax revenue and billions in economic activity across northern Nevada. Story County is leading Nevada's future.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan on No Holds Barred Political Forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, coming to you from the Ahern Hotel. We are here with Bo Bernhardt, who is one of my favorite people on the planet, Vice President of Economic Development at UNLV. Wonderful to have you back here, sir.
This is always so fun, Sam. I just love this to pieces. So thanks for having me.
You are very welcome. Okay, so I finally get to Singapore. Marina Bay Sands, we spent the money, we got a room on the 40th floor, overlooking the bay, overlooking the light show there. Everything I had read about Marina Bay Sands did not match up to what we actually encountered, which was 10 times better.
Spectacular.
Unbelievable property.
I believe it's the greatest accomplishment that any of the grand casino folks have ever done. And here's why. The building itself is absolutely spectacular. But it also achieved something amazing, which is Singapore is a place where for so long, right, it was illegal to chew gum. Just about everything's illegal
still
in
is.
Singapore. Yeah, still is, right? You can't do all sorts of stuff there. And casino gaming, to have that welcomed in against a backdrop of a place that doesn't allow anybody in or anything in, and to have it become, and the Singapore government wanted this, almost an iconic postcard for Singapore. Now when you shop in the airport gift shop, you can buy snow globes, not just of the Merlion, but of Marina Bay Sands, because it's that iconic. And to create something in that environment on the other side of the planet, that for Las Vegas Sands, a Las Vegas company, both of the resorts there are
right.
Las Vegas companies now, Resorts World as well, of course, is there. It's just a monumental achievement.
And it is a truly iconic building, and they're putting up the fourth tower.
They are.
And my wife was very concerned that it might spoil the look, and they've actually done a wonderful job from what we can see from the drawings.
Yeah.
But let's talk about it a little bit more, because not only is the hotel fabulous, and for those that don't know, the idea was you can't, like Macau, you can't just do gambling. It has to be more than that.
Right.
And so it has to be a fabulous hotel property. It has to be a fabulous mall. It has to be a huge convention center. the casino is a tiny part, but there's also a train station at the bottom of
underneath the
hall. Yeah. And then all kinds of attractions in there. A huge, it's not a hawker market within the property, but it's like a hawker market.
It's massive, yeah.
But here's what surprised me was, well, first of all, to get into the casino, if you're a foreigner, you get in free, but you have to show your passport.
That's right.
And it's like going through TSA.
That's right.
That was kind of surprising.
Oh, yeah.
If you're a local, you have to pay, what, $150 Singapore dollars?
Yeah. So, yeah, the idea is we want this to be for tourists. And, of course, tourists generate the greatest economic impact. And so you can understand that. But that was a big part of the debates 20 years ago. And I think I had a year where I flew to Singapore 9 times in 12 months because they were debating the parameters of this thing on this marshy piece of land that is the Marina Bay. And that now, I mean, that building should have been listed as a co-star in the movie Crazy Rich Asians.
Right,
it was so prominently featured, right?
We watched it after we got back.
Oh, did you?
Because
we
just had to.
It's ubiquitous and again, iconic.
And then all the things around the property that are the gardens and the trees.
Museums,
and the museum.
The light shows.
Red Planet. Oh, yeah, it was fabulous.
Behind it, the gardens by the bay, which are just this futuristic looking forest. It looks like Avatar. And so I'll share a story. The Singaporean government very quietly came to UNLV probably 24 years ago. And they said, look, we're thinking about doing this thing. We wanted to come to UNLV. You guys have the number one hotel and gaming program. And here's the thing about Singapore. You know, and one of the things we don't always understand as Americans is that everybody loves their country, right? And Singaporeans love Singapore. And they were telling us how wonderful it is and how it's a great, beautiful place. It's a mix in a way that very few places are in Asia. It's very diverse by Asia standards.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Folks from all over Asia live there. Of course, it's been a hub for trade for a million years. And he said, but in the end, a little bit boring. I remember him saying, one of the Singapore trade authorities, representative saying that, and he said, and Las Vegas is not boring. I said, yeah, no, that's true. Again, this is 25 years, but Las Vegas is not boring. And he said, what if we could convince the Japanese businessman who's there on a banking conference to stay over the weekend and to bring his children? What if we could do that? How can we do that? And this conversation started, which yielded, we could Las Vegasize it, right? Which is kind of an amazing thing when you think of how limited we were for so long because we were Sin City in exporting the things that we make, right? Detroit makes shiny cars, we make shiny buildings that we then have now built on 6 continents all over the world. It's a crazy kind of export, but make no mistake, those are exports.
All right, so establish that. Let's go back to the casino.
Yeah.
So we go. I go into the casino, and I'm amazed at how ordinary the casino floor is. Now, it's a ton of machines, and all of course in Chinese, a ton of tables. But I was expecting, you know, something exciting, right?
Yeah.
Then I talked to somebody who had been to Singapore and had gone on a high level, and they said, "Well, you were in the general gaming area. You've got to go to the salons to see it." What's the difference that I didn't get to see?
You weren't a high enough roller.
Right. definitely not.
Those rooms are stunning. And of course, those are for high-end gamblers who are coming in and playing, you know, again, in the 5-6 figures a hand, right?
Wow.
And, you know, I don't know if you felt the same way. One of the things when I first was over there, and this is true in Macau as well, the casino floor feels a little bit more like the convention floor feels in a Las Vegas casino or a Reno casino, then it feels like the casino floor. It feels like, okay, this is serious business, right? Gambling is serious business. It's more contemplative. It's more about the math. And you often see water and not alcohol, because alcohol can interfere with your ability to do this serious business that is gambling. It's a sea of tables for the most part, right? A lot more than you see kind of a sea of machines more in American casinos. And it's almost like it's a different animal entirely, a much more serious, almost somber animal.
Oh, right? And the security people, like I said, when we were going in, I mean, it really felt like a TSA type thing. It wasn't like, come on in.
Yeah, Singapore doesn't mess around when it comes to policing and security.
to say somebody an Uber driver, or a Grab driver is what it's called over there, said to us that crime is very low because there are so many cameras that you steal at camera one, you are caught by camera 10.
Yeah, they don't mess around in Singapore. It works, right? It's a place that's incredibly clean and you feel incredibly safe. Now, you know, in the grand debates that we often have in America about freedom versus safety, right? Their discourse is different. But it's hard to avoid the notion when you're walking around there that, hey, this place works, right? Singapore works.
And then you take the ride over to Sentosa Island.
Yeah.
You can go in, which we did on the cable car.
Oh, fine.
To get there. And it's Universal Studios.
Yes, it is.
But the casino is in one building.
Yeah.
And it looks like, and I don't mean this in an offensive way, but it looks like an Indian casino from 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Where there's a stand on the side where you can pour your own drinks if you want a Coke or a soda or whatever. Again, we did not go to the lavish suites.
Yeah.
But it was just interesting to see that there was no excitement there beyond what people were doing as they indulged.
I mean, think about all the times we've said things like, Las Vegas is a grown-up Disneyland. Well, again, Singapore was studying Las Vegas very, very closely and repeatedly and rigorously, as they do with everything in Singapore. But Singapore is probably the place, and Sentosa is probably specifically within Singapore the place, that feels most like they took the amusement park thing to an extreme. And that's what they wanted in Sentosa. Sentosa, they had this kind of tropical island, and they wanted a more spread out, more horizontal place. They were very much open to this idea of an actual theme park being a part of it. And I remember the rules. I think it was 3% of the total land, of the total real estate within the building, could be dedicated to the casino. No more, right? So it really was sort of a creative race to figure out how best to pack an adult Disneyland, right, in a way that satisfied the Singaporeans' very specific tastes. And it worked, right? You think about the numbers they were looking at. I think it grew GDP by 1-2% in the years following. Not tourism, GDP. And Singapore is a huge GDP.
Yes.
It's a small place, but it's a huge business place. And nothing moves the needle quite like the tourist dollar, right? We talk about this a lot, how that, you know, an Iowan comes here and leaves their Iowa dollar in Las Vegas. That dollar stays in Las Vegas in a way that's very powerful economically. Singapore wanted that. They knew that they were a place where there was business travel, but there wasn't fun travel. So the fun economy travel, if you will, was embraced 20 years ago by Singapore, and it's worked exactly as they wanted. And I think, again, that's why that might be the thing that Las Vegas Imagineers, if you will, the thing that Imagineers from Las Vegas dreamed up that succeeded most of any of the ones anywhere in the world might be the ones in Singapore.
All right, so a couple of more quick things about Singapore. We were there when Taylor Swift was there.
Oh, wow, how was
that? And Singapore made a deal that she played six concerts only there.
Only there.
So
Thailand was furious.
All these other countries were mad. I mean, it's amazing.
Yeah, again, Singaporeans don't mess around, right? It was a very shrewd, maybe not kind, but a shrewd move to say, look, if you're going to play in Southeast Asia, this is where you're playing, and you know whatever that costs, we'll pay it. But again, a very strategic tourism move too, because that then meant that everybody from the region had to travel and bring their all-important tourism dollars.
It was packed.
I'm sure it was packed, right?
It was packed. I mean,
was it in the national stadium, the
yes,
big stadium?
Yeah, yes.
I mean, that's where the national soccer team plays. That's
right.
Not a small place.
I think it was like 65,000 people, something like that.
At exorbitant rates, yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. All right, so one more thing. But I think this is a big deal because when we think of Ivanpah coming online and then potentially remodeling of Harry Reid, Jewel at Changi Airport. Changi Airport is the main airport for Singapore, as you know. And Terminal 1 is where Jewel is adjacent. You take a little train and then you go to this unbelievable mall that has an Oculus with a waterfall coming down the middle. And then you have waterfalls coming down the side. You have a monorail going through the middle.
Yeah. At the airport.
We went back to the airport 2 hours ahead of the 2 hours we had to
enjoy the airport.
To enjoy the airport. And then seven stories of restaurants and shops.
And so rope climbing areas.
We need this for Ivanpah.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Yeah, I can do you one better in this goofy one-upsmanship world. I brought my daughters on the trip to Singapore 1 year when we were out there. And I took them to the airport as a separate trip.
Yeah.
We landed at the airport, we left the airport, went to our hotel, and then we went back to the airport.
Yes.
because that was a wonderful place to bring kids, again, like a playground. And the idea of making the airport also the beginning of the playground in Las Vegas, that's one that might stick. Well, I'll cite you for it when that happens someday, because I'm an academic, I have to properly do citations. We need to cite Sam. That was Sam's idea. That's a great idea.
Well, it just seems that if we have the opportunity to build a futuristic airport, which is what I'm hoping they do.
And we got the land out there. It's not landlocked.
You've got 17,000 acres beyond the airport's 5,000 to 6,000 acres. But I think that now you've created another exciting reason. And for the people that are saying, well, you know, the properties are not going to want people to fly to Ivanpah. Right, they're going to want them to come. Well, I don't think so. I think that if you put the attraction there,
we don't
Why
think
not?
Like that as much anymore, right? It used to be, oh, well, we don't want to build a Smith Center for Performing Arts because that'll get people out of the showrooms and down there. I think we've kind of grown up and away from that thinking, hopefully a little bit, to understand that we're part of a more robust sort of economic environment here. I think when this news business, this news gig runs out for you, Sam, you should become an architectural designer, man. You got a new job waiting for you. That's a great idea.
But here's another thing, just as you were saying that, combine this. So where do all the properties come together? They come together in baggage claim at the airport, right?
Yes.
You see signage for everybody. Why can't they all put things in to this mall that is going to be there? Yeah. So now it's the greeting place, and then you send people
There's
on
there.
There's
also a mini attraction there from each of the properties that's themed in the way that's aligned with the property. Maybe even steal somebody who thought they were going to stay at Hotel X, but they're staying at Hotel Y because I saw this at the airport.
I think Kirk Kerkorian and Steve Wynn are thinking about this going, one living, one not so living.
Right,
But they're thinking, yeah, this could have a possibility.
What a fun thing to think about. It's ecosystemic in its thinking, right? And that's the way the visionaries think, right? It's a much bigger level than us normal folks do. That's
exactly.
Brilliant.
Let's take another break. A break. We'll be right back after this.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
Gear up for the 105th Reno Rodeo at the Double R Marketplace and experience the biggest little shopping adventure in the West. With over 100 vendors, you'll find everything from Western attire to home decor to tasty treats. Open every day during the Reno Rodeo at the Livestock Event Center Indoor Arena in South Exhibit Hall. The Double R Marketplace, Thursday, June 20th through Saturday, June 29th. Plus, shop online anytime at renorodeo.com for Reno Rodeo merchandise.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bo Bernhardt. He is the Vice President of Development, or Economic Development, I should say, for UNLV. All right, so on our incredible trip that we had, trip of a lifetime, one of the places we end up in is Melbourne. And so we always go to Crown Resorts, which for people that don't know is this huge, it's the largest casino in Australia. And the difference between the casino in Singapore and the casino in Melbourne, you walk in there and there's music playing. So suddenly there's energy that's just coming off of the music.
Yeah.
There are lots of guards at the doors, And I figured out afterwards the reason was that they're having so many issues with, you know, the regulation.
A big battle over regulation.
Weren't there to stop you getting in, which is what it looked like. Because when I went and talked to them, they said, oh, no, you can come in, it's no problem. Yeah. They were just checking IDs to make sure that nobody underage was getting in there. But it was just the excitement level was more Las Vegas than Singapore that was so subdued by comparison.
Yeah. You know, I was in Sydney this time last week.
A week ago, right.
Yeah, and...
Don't make me jealous.
it is in the conversation for the great cities. Another place that has imported basically two Las Vegas-style hotel casino resorts. So there are two in Sydney, there's the one in Melbourne, and they're like that in the other cities as well. And the thing that I realized, so Australians gamble more per capita than anybody on Earth. And some people say, well, the Chinese don't have access to casinos in mainland China, so they don't gamble as much as Australians do. However, every few years at the political level, there are massive backlashes that are anti-gambling movements that are nothing short of prohibitionist in nature. And so I started to say, in doing some media over there, I don't know that there's a country that loves gambling and hates gambling as much as Australia.
Right?
Because there are these staunch sort of oppositional forces, and it was heated. It was not the conversation was not free-flowing and easy like this. The press, as we were looking at doing all sorts of cool research work and help for problem gamblers, really antagonistic as it pertains to its domestic gaming industry, maybe more antagonistic than any domestic press is anywhere towards its domestic gaming industry, which is fascinating to me as somebody who studies these kinds of things.
And it's just, I don't understand how these corporations have screwed up so badly that they are under this incredible duress, and yet they're still open. I mean, they're still functioning, but the sword of Damocles is hanging over their head.
Yeah, no, I mean, there was an incident there where casino hosts, who of course are an important part of the ecosystem, that were operating in mainland China, were arrested. You're not supposed to advertise in mainland China that there are casinos there. You're supposed to be a little more surreptitious about it all. And that was frightening, as you can imagine, having your employees being detained in that way. And so it's intense over there in that industry.
You and I have talked about pokies, which is Australian for slot machines.
Right. Did you hear him say that?
Yeah.
The pokies?
Well, no. I sent you a photograph, if you recall.
Yeah.
In Adelaide, there was a sign outside of a building that said pokies, and I had to send you that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, so card rooms are cardies. Lottery scratch-offs are scratchies, and video poker slot machines that you poke at are pokies. You gotta love Australian English.
To say the least. Let's take another break. More with Bo Bernhardt when we come back.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com. Southwest Specialties has been making the homes and businesses of Nevada beautiful for more than 20 years. Their experienced designers and craftsmen create the walkways, backyards, water features, and a variety of outdoor cooking areas that add curb appeal and value to your investment. Call today or visit them at their website and see how they can make your outdoor spaces special. Southwest Specialties, creative, distinctive,
beautiful.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Bo Bernhardt. He is the Vice President of Economic Development at UNLV. So, you know, we are just seeing an absorption rate that is unbelievable. You know, Fountain Blue opens up, Durango opens up, and yet the occupation levels are just as high as ever.
Yeah.
And so much more to come.
Yeah, so much more to come. Different kinds of rides and attractions at the amusement park now, right? Clearly, you know, Fontainebleau's going high end. Clearly, Durango represents sort of the peak stations for Tita family achievement, right? So these are coming in at the high end, and of course you worry about the low end getting squeezed out. But of course the dynamic we have here in Las Vegas is that there's still a customer who remembers Las Vegas fondly as the place where you can get a more or less five-star experience on a three-star budget, that wants that kind of three-star experience. So that's the way the cookie crumbles, right? Like the new five, six-star experience comes in and nudges folks down sort of that ladder. And the hope is that that leads to more and new folks coming and trying the new rides at the amusement park.
The other thing that you kind of were alluding to there previously was when Atlantic City opened up, everybody was concerned that that was the end of Nevada.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
And the reality was everybody went to Atlantic City and said, hey, now we got to go to Las Vegas.
Yeah, it's
so your expert model works.
Yeah, if Las Vegas was the only place that had McDonald's and suddenly we opened a McDonald's in Atlantic City, and they knew that we had a lot of McDonald's, and the McDonald's were bigger in Las Vegas, and that they had big, you know, slides and better kid lands and those kinds of things. Well, that actually will ultimately, in the long run, boost Las Vegas's McDonald's sales, and that's what we saw here.
Absolutely. It is so much fun to sit with you. Thank you so much for doing this, as always.
Thank you,
Sam. And we'll be right back.
Here on 7 at 7, we're bringing you the local headlines in just 7 minutes.
We've got you covered in the morning, evening, and for all breaking news, in between, and as it happens.
Life is busy, and we don't waste your time. Join us for local news now streaming on our YouTube page.
Hit the open road with a truckload of cash free play in one of three luxury travel trailers during the $250,000 travel time giveaways. Thousands in weekly giveaways plus $7,500 in grand prizes guaranteed, and a new travel trailer or $35,000. Now at the Carson Valley Inn.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
It's a good time to eat. It's a good time to play.
It's a good time to win.
Ooh, your good times are tamarack.
Thanks for watching Nevada Newsmakers come to you from the Ahern Hotel in Las Vegas. As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching. We'll see you.